Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Come on. BBB.
All right, don't stop it.
See, I need it when I get up in the morning. My best foot forward, step up, get out, whack, miss, fast forward. Straight to my jams, yo. Samples, 808, 32 channels. Can't stop it, won't stop it. Don't rock it, don't knock it. Little drummer to the beat, head nod. Hit him with that boom bap. Feeling like a thug, let me switch to the goon rap. Let me turn up, hot like a furnace. With a burner, sagging on the corner. Swaggy, no skinny jeans, just bag me, tag me. Price on my head and you can sound scammy. Classy, top notch, get him jumping like hopscotch. When the snare pop, let the kid rock. No Fred Durst, if you can't work, turn the knob up. See the people get you caught up.
What's going on, everyone? I'm your host, Honey Slap Dooney. I'm over here riding around in Wet Homestead. We're having a wet start to this Christmas holiday break. So it's starting to feel like a wet Christmas, one that I never knew before, anyway. But anyhow, I was going to talk about one thing, but I decided I'm going to talk about something else, considering that I'm driving and I can't put up other stuff to prove my point and so on and so forth. When it comes to that, so I'm going to leave that topic for another day as I deal with the traffic on this road, because people do not know how to drive and I refuse to get in an accident for anybody. But one thing I wanted to talk about was police. The funny thing about police and how they operate within our communities and so on and so forth. They keep saying over and over, they're hired by the communities, they're hired by the citizens to protect and serve. If in fact these civil servants are hired by us, the civilians, the community, the citizens of the community that pay taxes, why is it so hard for us as the civilians, the citizens, to fire the ones we do not like? To fire the ones that we feel are doing more harm than good to our community. Why is that so hard? That's a real question. Because they say over and over that these police officers are hired by the community. They're hired by the citizens to protect and serve the community. Last time I checked, I wasn't part of the hiring process. I wasn't sitting there during the interview and saying like, well, let's take a look at your record and be like, well, I don't like you. You have a history of violence at Hialeah Police Department, so I don't want you here in Homestead, Officer McGuido, or anything of that nature. So how is it that these officers are hired by us, but we cannot fire them? Take, for example, that officer, I believe it was in Texas. I believe it was a Texas Houston officer, I believe it was, that had that incident with the black women because of the 7-year-old son was choked out by the white neighbor, and then that dick of an officer had the audacity to ask the woman, well, how come you haven't taught your son not to litter? And then when the woman said, well, regardless of what he was doing, the white neighbor does not have the right to choke out my son. And that dick was so fresh to say, well, why not? Excuse me? Why not? Fuck you mean, why not? He has no right to do that. But anyway, I don't want to go into that. I want to go into the officers. If we as a community have the power, so they want to tell us, to hire these civil servants, these bastions of order, law and order, if they're fucking up, if they're doing wrong, why do we have to jump through hoops? Why do we have to wait 2, 3 years, 4 years for information proving that these people are fuck-ups to fire them. Why is that? Explain that to me. Because trust and believe, I mean, I understand there's a process for terminating someone from employment. You get the verbal warning and your written warning and you get a couple of strikes or whatever. But we're talking about, okay, these people are doing actual harm, physical harm in the community, in the city. And not only are they doing physical harm in the community, in the city, but they're actually doing financial harm because then, you know, lawsuits drop. People start filing lawsuits. And then instead of admitting the wrong of these officers, what they do is like, okay, well, the officer is justified, but we're going to go ahead and settle for $1.2 million. So we're costing the city money. We're costing the taxpayers money, but at the same time, still saying that if the officer was not wrong. If the officer was not wrong, then you wouldn't have to pay anything in the first place. If the officer was not wrong, then there would be no money going out to these families. If the officer was not wrong, regardless of whatever insurance you may have to cover the city and its incidentals, that would not be considered one of those incidentals. It would not. It would be considered a fuck up by that employee that cost your corporation, your company, $1.2 million. When is the last time a company lost $1.2 million because of one employee and kept the employee on? When was the last time? I'll wait. No answer. Okay. So why is it that these officers, especially repeat offenders, that cost the city, cost the municipalities or whatever, city governments and so on, multiple millions of dollars for their bullshit, for their actions, but yet they get to stay out on these streets patrolling, they get to stay doing what they're doing, and get to repeat their actions, and the only excuse we give them, though, they need to undergo more training. They need to undergo sensitivity training. No regular employee would be offered that option. None. Just think about it. Because I've been thinking about it. I'm thinking about it today as I'm watching what's going on. There's no way, if I was working for a company and I cost them $1 million, would they keep this liability of $1 million on the books? No way. But yet, we still want to tell people that, hey, it's a good officer, it was justified, we're just going to pay this money anyway, we're going to keep it on the books and keep it going. Do we as a community, we as citizens of the community, really have the power to fire these civil servants that we so-called put in place? Do we? Do we really have that power? Do we really have the power, Homestead City Government, Homestead Police Department, to get rid of officers like Officer Vega and Officer Maguido? Do we really have that power? Because from what it seems like, is after Officer Maguido caused Hialeah countless dollars, countless time, countless hours in litigation and prosecution and whatever, an investigation, countless man hours, I find it ridiculous that Homestead Police Department would go ahead and bring him on so he can now cost the city of Homestead, the people of Homestead, costless man hours, regular dollars, in dealing with his fuckery. Yeah, I said it. Dealing with his fuckery. But maybe I'm just naive. Maybe we do have the power, but it takes us 3, 4, 5 years to actually implement that power. While in the meantime, they get to operate with impunity, damaging reputations, damaging names, damaging all kinds of records, destroying lives in a split second, Officer Danny Green. I'm sorry, Anthony Green. In split second, destroy lives. But it takes years and years and years for repercussions to be had. Why is that? Can someone explain that to me? I bet you can't. But yet, here we are, enslaved to this binding contract that none of us signed up on for these police officers to remain in our communities, to remain harassing and terrorizing our communities. Now you want to say, oh, you're anti-cop, you're anti-law enforcement. I am definitely not. I'm anti-corruption, anti-scandal, anti-bullshit. If you're going to do your job, you're going to do your job correctly. That's it. Yes, I may feel some kind of way that during the course of you doing your job correctly, people are affected in a negative fashion, but you did your job correctly, so guess what? I cannot hold that against you, even though officers do hold full discretion. And you can listen to Officer Dominic Arizzo, I believe his name is. You can check it on our YouTube. I had his video posted. Officer Dominic Arizzo was fired from Round Lake for exposing police bullshit as an officer with 15 plus years in duty, serving the community. I wanted to ask my listeners, do we as citizens of our cities, of our local governments, of our communities, do we actually have the power to tell a cop to pack his bags? Do we? Let me know. I'm about to reach my destination right now, so I'm going to go ahead and sign off. But that's something to consider. If we can hire, why can't we fire? If we actually doing the hiring, we're the one paying. Why can we not say, okay, you know what? We don't want to pay this guy. We don't like this guy. This guy is messing up. No more. Cut it. Cut the payments off. Let him go. And if you don't want to let him go, we're going to let you go. I guess that's where the elections for the police chief may come in. Hey, what a tangled web we weave. I'm N.A. Slab Dooney. Deuces.
Up, don't shoot. And we ain't taking no telling me to Mr. President. proof. Through the middle, through the fire of the truth.
That's blue.
Fuck what you saying, shooting down your truth.
Bang, bang.
Man down, that's another salute.
Goddamn.
With a middle finger, better fuck you.
Fuck you.
I'm living my nigga, I'ma live through.
I don't got shit.
Nigga, this what we do.
Tryna
live, nigga, fuckin' 9 to 5. 9 to 5. Nigga, I gotta get mine.
I'm riding.
For the hood, got a family to feed, and I got a PC too at the same time.
To survive.
So what you tryna say, get at me. I'ma live this life through tragedy.
Yeah.
Just to make my nigga through history.
Yeah.
Never remake this black history. And I'ma tell you what you need to know until I sell a zip. Do the zip to quit and ain't tell a shit. Fuck you, fucking president. Black suit form spitting that crack, no evidence. Come through, nigga, fuck your sediment.
Fuck,
taking over, nigga, everybody resident. If you really don't, nigga, better let him in. Free my niggas right now, then let him in.
Lacing up this suit, and we ain't trying to be president. Lacing up them boots, and we ain't leaving no evidence. Hands up, don't shoot, and we ain't taking no settlement. To Mr. President, who the third? Dressing up in suit, and we ain't leaving no evidence. Hands up, don't shoot,
don't shoot.
And we ain't taking no settlement.
My hands up, don't shoot. I'm real down to them roots. I'm strapped up, my hands wrapped up, but I swear I ain't no truth. I'm so ready for war and not going to school. Teachers, they boring, they live by the rules. Most niggas I know, man, they live by the truth. A kid with no job, so they robbing for food. I pray for them dudes, yeah, I pray for my dog. Pray that we up and we never gon' fall. Breaking the barriers, beating the odds. Kevin gave ground cause I don't get tired. Ain't gon' lie, it's not some time. Every day my people dying. Now another baby crying cause he watched his daddy die. We so numb to the pain. How could have swore that we broke in the chain? Get the sunshine, but it only see rain. With so much loss, man, what can we gain? Let's take kids in riots. We ain't living, we surviving. Ain't going down without fighting, so I'll just say bring the violence. Crew.
Lacing up this suit, and we ain't trying to be president. Lacing up them boots, and we ain't leaving no evidence. Hands up, don't shoot, and we ain't taking no settlement. To Mr. President, who the third? Dressing up in suit. And we ain't leaving no evidence. Hands up, don't shoot. And we ain't taking no settlement. Lacing up them boots. If you want a nigga, come get it then. Then Mr. President, who the third?